This is Diane Roberts of Florida State University bringing you an essay about the power of the brand by Tallahassee writer Stephanie Levitt.
Chapstick. Chapstick. I need chapstick. This is a serious emergency. My lips are dry and cracking, and they're probably crying blood, and if I don't get some chapstick in the next 5 minutes, I'm going to bite my own lips off and eat them so I don't have to keep licking them. I throw open the door of the first pharmacia I see and rush to the counter, nothing on my mind but the shining, bright beacon of slippery, smooth, slick chapstick. Then I remember, I don't know how to say chapstick in Spanish, and I'm in Peru. Necesito, I need, I start mind working in overtime because I really do need this chapstick. I lick my lips again and it comes to me. Yes, lips. I think that thing that you put on your lips. Necesito, I start again and then pause because I also remember that I don't know how to say lips. But I do know how to say mouth. I need that stuff that you put on your mouth. La cosa que pones en su boca. Then I stop again. En su boca? Doesn't N mean in? That stuff that you put in your mouth? Well, I guess I also don't know how to say on. So I pantomime the act of putting on chapstick, but the clerk just looks at me helplessly. She points towards the toothbrushes. No, I do not need a toothbrush. I think I may be about to cry, which I'm trying really hard not to do, because there's only so much moisture left in my body and I currently need all of it to stay in my lips and not leak out of my eyes. I do a last-ditch effort, tragically comedic pantomime, of putting chapstick on my lips. Chapstick? The lady asks, pointing directly below both of us, underneath the glass counter upon which both of my hands have been resting.